how do you face things that you have to do which you somehow believe are inherently unnatural? Killing is inherently not a natural thing for a young man or woman. So you do things, you see things, you know that somewhere along the line, you've probably killed the wrong person. Or you just know you've killed somebody and you can't understand why. So if you are in the military and you're in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Somalia, wherever the hell you are, and you really don't think you had a purpose there, then what's the purpose of this killing you're doing? How do you reconcile it? So moral injury comes about when you need to justify what you've done and you need to try to make sense of it. And then you start lying to yourself. You start believing that what you did was in a just cause. You take actions that cause you to hide how you truly feel about something because you don't want to betray others or yourself. The young folks coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, they're coming back with problems and with issues relating to war. But I haven't met very many that don't believe in the cause. And I'm starting to wonder now, is it they believe in the cause, this war on terror? Or if they're truly mirroring my generation, you know, that they're holding it in. I wonder. You know, they're all being welcome homed, you know, so a lot of them, I think, maybe feel it's in their best interests to keep their shit to themselves. But I wonder. What do they say? The first casualty of war is truth. That's not true. First casualty of war is humanity. You cannot go to war without losing your humanity. You can't do it. When your purpose is to kill, and that's the purpose of war, don't let anybody ever tell you differently. When that becomes your purpose, you've already lost a piece of your humanity. When you send people off to war, if you recognize that that's the first casualty, then you know what to expect. That there are things that are going to happen. And it's not like you see on TV, you know. Because a lot of it portrays combat like it's organized. Like you know what's going on. Fuck, you know what's going on. They'd be firing this shit at you. You're coming from that way. It's noisy. It's coming from this way. It's coming from that way. People are screaming. It's dark out, you start firing, you don't know, you know, portraying on TV, you pick your head up, you take a shot, you put the fuck out of here. It's chaotic, it's crazy. You're not prepared for this. So you're in Iraq, and you crash through a door where there's been enemy fire, and you have your night vision goggles on, and you got your Kevlar, and you got your weapons, and you start firing, and you kill a couple of kids. Is that right? Is that wrong? Could you have done something differently? Is that going to affect you? Who's responsible for it? Those warriors that serve, their responsibility is an individual responsibility to conduct themselves as honorably as you can in war. But you can never just lay it on them. So this leads me to say that the American people have a collective responsibility for our wars. And I would go far as to say that some of these atrocities that you hear about, whether from my day in My Lai to whatever happened at this prison in Abu Ghraib, whatever supposedly happened when these Marines pissed on these corpses, when Robert Bales went out and massacred those people. Individuals need to take responsibility for their actions, but I believe our country has a collective responsibility for all of this stuff. You see, I'm comfortable with my war. I am totally comfortable how I fought my war, and that's what I'm responsible for. And I don't know that everything I did was right. and I know of some things that I know that were wrong, but I'm okay with it. I think everybody that's in combat is changed in some way. You cannot take an 18-year-old and put him in Iraq and Fallujah, in Afghanistan, at the Chosin Reservoir in Korea, in the Asha Valley in Vietnam, and he's coming home the same. It's just not happening. Before you do send kids there, make sure you know what you're doing. And make sure you're prepared to take care of them when they come back. Somebody said to me recently, are you saying then that anyone who serves in the military now has a blank check on the American people? And I said, yeah, that's the national debt.